I believe his song was saying hallelujah. Amen. The highest praise to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is good and he is greatly to be praised. Amen. Regardless of where we are, what nation we're in, hallelujah is the same everywhere we go. The highest praise we can give to the Lord God. God is good and there's none like him. Someone said he's good all the time. And all the time God is good. Amen. Have you experienced the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Praise the Lord. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, blessed is the woman who trusts in him. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people.
Yes.
And the sheep of his pasture.
Yes.
In into his gates with thanksgiving. And to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Let's give the Lord a hand for his word every day. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I found peace in the house of the Lord. I found joy in the house of the Lord. I found hallelujah in the house of the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. Psalm 107:2 say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Anybody been redeemed in the house today? We can sing a song that the angels can't sing. Thank God I've been redeemed. Washed in the blood of Jesus. My name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. Signed in blood. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just thank God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Thank God for another expression of his goodness. Thank God for knowing Jesus in the midst of it all. In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, I can say, I love you, Jesus. I can say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me, delivering me, setting me free, establishing my going. Thank you, Lord. So God bless you. Greetings to all the saints of God that's in the house. And thank God for Faith Vision being in the house today. Let's give the Lord a hand. If they think they make some noise, they're in the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see the Lord if you're in the house. We praise. Lord, and you will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works toward the children of men. Thank you, God. So we just want to share a word. It's first Sunday in November. I tell you, these days are going by so fast. So fast and so much going on. And it was every time for us to hold on to the horns of the altar is now. Men and women are failing all around us. There's trouble all around us. Sickness and pain and destruction all around us. But God is good.
Yes.
And he's yet in control.
Yes.
And I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand in the midst of it all. Thanks to the evangelism team led by Brother Ben, we went out door to door ministering on yesterday. And it's just a blessing because, you know, it's time out to think that folks just going to walk up in the church anyhow. We have the church, we just going to wait on strangers to come in. Jesus said, go into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come into the house of the Lord. It's time for us to let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. You know, we're living in such a time where sometimes it seems like there's even chaos in the houses of the Lord sometimes. And a lot of times that's because the saints don't have enough to do. If we get about our Father's business, if we fulfill the Great Commission, then it's less time for stuff to come in that shouldn't be. I want to be somewhere working for the Lord when he called me. I want to live a life pleasing in the sight of the Lord. And when I fall short, I'm going to admit it. God, I need your help. Forgive me, Lord. Reestablish my going in the name of Jesus. So we were out there knocking on doors yesterday, and you know, you knock on some doors and the minute you say church, oh, no, I'm done. I'm done. And it really hurts your heart more than it hurts your feelings. Because, you know, at some time, at some point, that same person is going to have to bow the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. You know, and so our heart goes out for those who for whatever reason, don't want anything to do with the Lord. Yes. But then again, you knock on another door, and you find someone who said, well, I love God, but I just haven't been going to church. And that gives an opportunity to share the word of God. Bumped into another young man yesterday. Garrett, I knocked on the door, and the man was so glad to see us, but he was in trouble. Very nice, pleasant man, but he had got his third DUI, and his lawyer said, "Well, maybe you don't need to come to the court. We'll go for you." And the district attorney said, "No, you need to come." And the man, he admitted he's just lonesome and he just drinks all the time. He had lost his job with the county, and Sister Teresa, the union went to bat for him, and he got his job back, but he's still drinking, and he lost it again. He's just in a mess. And when we left him, he said, "I'll be to church tomorrow." And we were praising God. Gary and I, we were able to share. Brother, we were alcoholics too, but God delivered us.
Amen.
I was able to tell, "Man, I haven't had a drink in 40 years. And he said, "Well, I haven't had one in 12 minutes." But you can get, what was it, 40 seconds?
40 seconds.
But you're very nice, but you can see he was bound. He called me last night and said, "You know, Pastor, I'll be to church tomorrow. I can't drive." And I said, "I'll come and pick you up." But to show you how the enemy works, he texted me this morning early and said, "I'm not going to be able to make it." I texted him back, no return back. I called him, went to voicemail. The enemy had the man bound. See? And we need to be about our Father's business, sharing the word of God and living the word of God before men and women in these days and time we're living in. So we just thank the Lord for Jesus. You know, the subject today is rise up and walk. All right. Yeah. Y'all help me just preach a little bit today. Yeah, well, I know I've been in this teaching mode, but every night I feel like in a preaching mode. But you know, rise up, he said, rise up and walk. Look at a neighbor, tell him, help me out with this. Say, rise up and walk.
Rise up and walk.
Get up from there. My mother said, get up from there.
Continue to march.
Yeah, continue to march. You know, it comes a time when you get up. We know what walk means. It means to put one foot in front of the other.
Yes.
You know, a walk also talks about a way of life. You know, I believe Paul talks about walking circumspectly, well-rounded before the Lord. You know, babies, it's something about babies just amazes me. Job was preaching this morning, but he was talking about, but they grow older, you know. Well, but why are they babies, you know? But you see, God puts something in a baby that tells him or her for the drive in them to walk. See, they start, you know, kind of scooting around at first. And you're so happy. Well, they scooting now. Then they kind of up on the knees and this part up in the air. And they kind of move around. And after a while, they crawl. You know. And see, I'm from Oklahoma, a little backwood place called Mug, Oklahoma. And I was a kid. I don't know what they said. They standing lonely now. Well, I mean, they standing alone. But no mug is lonely. Yeah. So now the baby is standing up and holding on to the coffee table or whatever. And after a while, they start, you know, start looking like Frankenstein. And then sometimes they'll fall, bump their head, hurt themselves, but something inside them say, get up and rise up and walk.
Yeah.
And that baby's not satisfied, just able to start walking, and you start walking after a while, you're going to start running.
Right.
So in the scripture today, in Acts chapter 3, some folks say the Acts of the Apostles, I call it the Acts of the Holy Ghost. That sounds better to me. It's a familiar passage. A lot of us have read before, the paralytic that was healed. But also we find that there's not a whole lot of new. There's what we call maybe a familiar passage. God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he speaks to us and he shows us things in what we have always called familiar. And also a lot of times we'll read a passage and a narrative and something where God has worked a miraculous thing, And we say, okay, it's good for good. It was good for them. It was good for that time. But there's a message in it for us today. Rise up and walk. Because we're confronted with so many situations today. We're confronted here, there, and everywhere. Have you ever been knocked down, almost leveled to the ground? Have depression ever came and knocked on your door? Mm-hmm. Have you ever done something that you feel bad about? And they just wears on you, and you're wallowing in guilt. You know, we're living in perilous times. Has your ministry flatlined? You know, some of us are in ministry, and sometimes ministry can flatline. And we're not at the place where we used to be. The joy bell's not ringing like they used to ring. See, but we want to see God and say, rise up and walk.
That's right.
You know, pressures of life will get us down. Sometimes we feel like giving up, but I want to let you know that's not an option. Tired of life's struggles. And sometimes folks may be debating about, should I go all in with the Lord or not? Sometimes folks just teeter-totter. They love coming to church every now and then. They love to hear the songs go forth and the preacher preaching, but something on the outside is pulling them away. But it comes a time we need to make up our mind.
That's right.
They used to tell us that it takes a well-made-up mind to serve the Lord. You know, and that is so true. My mind's made up. My heart is fixed. I'm going to serve the Lord. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
I'm not worried about the neighbors, but I'm going to serve the Lord because he's been so good to me.
Amen.
He's brought us from such a mighty long way. If you're in the house and you're saved today, you know where God has brought you from.
Amen.
And you know what? God, he doesn't teach us to swim to let us drown. He teaches how to backstroke, breaststroke, you know, butterfly. When he teaches, he gives us the whole package because he has a plan for our lives. So in this passage of scripture today, it said, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. You know, it was three times a day where folks, Jewish folks, the custom where they would pray. 9 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, and in the evening. You know, I think we should have a prayer life.
That's right.
I think we should call upon the name of the Lord. We should always be in the attitude of prayer.
Amen.
We should have our mind on Jesus. Because if prayer don't do it, tell me what will.
Nothing.
See, so these brothers, they were on their way to the house of prayer. We need to set some time to where we pray and we call on the Lord.
Amen.
He said, a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried. Lame from birth. And he was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. The gate of the temple, not the gate of the city, to ask money from those who entered the temple. He was at a strategic place because a whole lot of folks loved that gate and they were going to come that way. You know, God has a way of giving us what we need more than what we want.
All right.
You ever been there? You ever say, I want it, gotta have it. God said, you don't need that. And we not care, we say, huh? I want it. You know, get to like a little baby, you know, 70 years old, talking about, I gotta have that. No. God knows what's best for us.
Yes, he does.
See, you know, so they carried the man, and they carried him into the temple, sent him in a place to where he could ask for money. And fixing his eyes on him, he's seeing John, Peter and John about to go into the temple. He said, hey, church folk, how about some money? Now, you know, we got to be led by the Spirit to give, don't we? Because if not, we'll come up with all kinds of excuses. Oh, no, he ain't up to no good. But I just don't feel led. You know, well, I only got 5. I ain't got no change. You know, we come up with all kinds of stuff. But you know what? There's people that are hurting And sometimes the folks figured, like, you know what, well, they out there trying to scam. If you have to scam to try to make it, guess what? You need a handout anyway, because it's not going to make me poor. It ain't going to make you rich.
Right.
You know, but this man, he asked the men of God for money. People come to the people of God, come into the house of the Lord, come into the churches because they need something. You know, it's important for us to let our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and give glory to God. Because people are deficient, and not that we're not just talking about alms, we're not just talking about money. People are hurting. We are living in dangerous, perilous times, and we're living in here. I'm kicking 70 for long here, and I'm seeing stuff I haven't seen. Not only a long time, but some stuff I haven't seen, period. Jesus said, when you see these kind of things happening, earthquakes in diverse places, wars and rumors of wars, more mothers against daughters, fathers against all this, when you see these things happening, look up.
Yes.
Why? Because your redemption is drawing near.
Yes.
Christ, do we believe today that Christ is soon to come back?
Yes.
He's coming back, just like he's closer now than he's ever been.
That's right.
And we have that blessed hope in Jesus. I'm looking for the Lord to come back. One of these days, he's going to break the clouds.
Yes.
And we're going to be caught up to meet him in there. Oh, what a blessed hope we have as followers of Jesus Christ. Amen. If we have hope in life, in this life only, in Christ, in this life only, then we are all people most miserable.
Mm-hmm.
But we have hope that's out of this world. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank God. We have a God who's concerned about us.
Yes.
He'll come and put the healing salve on your heart. He'll rub it across your head when your head is tight with the situations of this world. He'll minister to us. God is concerned about us. So in this passage, he sees the men of God, Peter and John, going up to the temple. They're going to pray. They're going to call upon the Lord. And fixing his eyes on them. With John, Peter said, they said, look on us. Look at us. He said, huh? I'm looking for money. You said, look at you. Show me the wallet. You know. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold, I do not have. Churches today can't say that. Well, maybe some can. But normally that's something that we can give to somebody that's in need.
That's right.
You heard the announcements. We're talking about giving out the turkeys on the 18th to families that are in need. The food pantries and all the various things. It's so much for the church to do today. And you can't really minister someone spiritually so until you minister them naturally.
That's right.
We have to meet folks where they at.
That's right.
We can't walk around with no pious, pharisaical attitude and think we're going to win someone to Christ. We need to walk in the shoes with somebody, see where they're at, and empathize with them.
Amen.
See? But the subject today is rise up and walk. So he gave them attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have. Now, see, if we're not careful, we'll miss our blessing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I ain't no need sticking around here. We out, you know. Silver gold we do not have, but what I do have, I give you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
Christ of Nazareth,
glory,
rise up and walk.
Hallelujah.
I love it in the Amplified Version. It says, but Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name, in the authority, in the power,
Lord,
of Jesus Christ the Nazarene. Begin now to walk. And keep on walking.
Yeah.
That's right.
Rise up and walk. It takes faith to rise up in the midst of difficulties. It takes faith to rise up when all the odds are against us. But God is saying, rise up and walk. And I believe when we begin to do what God tells us to do, things begin to happen. Too often time today, we're trying to figure stuff out, trying to make things happen, trying to make connections, and God has said, I'm standing here with my arms wide open, saying, come unto me, all you who are laboring and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How many folks need rest today? How many folks need peace in their life today? In our homes, in the name of Jesus. And so, and it says, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. It comes a time we need to help lift somebody up. To help somebody along the way. Rise up and walk. He took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. See, but he had to do something. Have you ever been in a place where you begin to feel a blessing coming on? You begin to feel that God is dealing with you. You got to a point where you're tired of hearing what folks are saying. You're tired of seeing the same situation. But all of a sudden you begin to feel God is working on your behalf. He's changing your mind, changing your attitude. He's showing you things you haven't seen before. And you say, God, thank you. See, when he that began a good work in you, he'll perform it until
that's
the day.
Right.
Jesus Christ. He's saying to us, rise up and walk.
Yes.
He said, took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. Can you imagine this man been lame from birth? He's seen folks walking. He heard about folks walking. He probably wished he could walk. But all of a sudden now he's feeling something.
All right.
He's feeling his ankle bones and getting some strength there. See, sometimes we're down, almost level to the ground, but God began to speak to us.
Yes.
He began to strengthen us on the inner man. And he said, so he leaping up, what? I feel something. Let me get up from it, because the command has already come. Rise up and walk by the power in the name of Jesus. And using Jesus' name is not some magic mantra.
All right.
But it means having a relationship with God.
Yes.
It means surrendering our will to God's will.
Yes, Lord.
It means God has said, God, have your way.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. So when I use the name of Jesus, it's not by power.
Yeah.
It's not by might, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. He can do all things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So the man leaping up, can you imagine? Can you imagine what the naysayers were saying? What the unbelievers were saying? Him? What is God into you? Because folks were trying to break us. Take your blessing away. Because if we get to listen to this, and if folks are not listening to God, we'll get right back on the mat. Lose strength in the ankle and knees. Listen to what folks say. I want to hear what God has to say.
All right.
God, I need you to speak to me.
Yes.
Speak to my situation, God.
Amen.
Speak to the situation in my life. So he leaping up stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God.
Yes.
Is there a praise in the house?
Yes.
Do we have a reason to praise the Lord?
Yes.
Do anybody remember where you came from?
Yes.
Do anybody here remember your dark days?
Yes.
Where it looked like there was no hope.
Yes.
But that conjunction, B-U-T, but God.
Yes.
He stepped in right on time.
Yes.
And he said, rise up and walk. And all the people saw him walking and leaping and praising God.
Yes.
So thanks to God, it's time to rise up and walk.
Yeah.
If you're in that situation where things have got real tight on you and you kind of lost a little hope or lost a little, God has said, rise up and walk.
Yeah.
Get up, dust yourself off. I've got a plan for you. And we can't follow God. And if we laying around and crawl on him, he said, get up.
Yeah.
Get up and walk.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Walk out of your situation.
Yes.
Walk out of depression. Walk toward Jesus.
Yes.
Not looking up to Jesus. Looking up to Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith.
Yes.
for the joy that was set before him.
Endure the pain.
Endured, my God. Endure the pain. Endure the suffering. All of that for you and I. Sit on the right hand of the throne of God on high. What more can he do? What more, saints, can he do for us? Let us not get tied up with the things of this world. Because I'm telling you, the saints are getting whooped up today. And we need to rise up and walk. We need to remember who we serve and why we serve him. And the Bible says in Galatians 5, 16 through 18, because sometimes we wonder, how do I walk? How do I really attain this? Because I wasn't physically born lame. You know, so this passage had to be deeper than just this one man 2,000 years ago. It has to be a message in it for us today. How do I apply God's word to my life today? He said, I said, then walk in the Spirit. That's where it starts at.
Yeah.
Walk in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. He said, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh want to keep us down. The flesh want to keep us bound. Flesh want to keep us mad. Flesh want to keep us unforgiving. And we can't rise and walk when we're harboring some of these things.
That's right.
He said, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit. It's at war against the Spirit. And the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another. So that you do not do the things that you wish. He said, but if you are led by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
How many want to be led by the Spirit?
Amen.
We're living in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not walking the dusty shores of Ontario physically, but he sent us another comforter.
Yeah.
He sent the paraclete that will walk along beside us. He will lead us and guide us in all truth and righteousness. Let us not forget what we have. If we forget what we have, we forget where we come from, and we forget what God has for us, we'll find ourselves on the ground in need of rising up and walking. He said, but you're not under the law. We know we're not talking about the law, Mosaic law, but what is the law of sin and shame today? The law of this world tries to bind folks up. That's why we have to walk in the Spirit. God, all through Scripture, thank God for these concordances and stuff, but you can start looking up a word in this modern day stuff and you'll find all kinds of Scripture. Why? So all through Scripture, God has been telling us to rise up and walk. Telling his people to get up. Go a little bit further. I have a plan for you. I'm going to work it out for you. And sometimes we have self-inflicted wounds.
All right.
That we have brought up on ourselves. You remember the story of the prodigal son? Daddy, I wish you were dead. I want my inheritance now. And we out. We drop in the mop. We drop in the, not the mic, but the dish rag. We drop in all of this stuff. And we going to go party hard. Y'all remember that, right? Party, what a party, party hard, all that kind of stuff. That's what he was saying. But you know the story? He got out there in the world. And all them friends he thought he had was gone. The man we talked to yesterday, Gary and I asked him, where is the friends that you was drinking with the last time you got arrested? He said, I ain't seen no sense. You know, so yeah, sounds about right. But the prodigal son fell down to nothing. Fell down to absolute nothing. Here's a Jewish boy about to eat with the hogs, with the swine. You know, it don't get no lower than that. But God is still saying, rise up and walk. See, the Spirit of God, he will speak to us. He will encourage us when nothing else will and nobody else will. But we got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And so the man down there in the hog pen, all his money is gone, all the friends is gone. It picks up in Luke 15, 17. He said, but when he came to himself.
Yeah.
See, when you come to yourself, it's time to rise up and walk. But when you recognize the whole picture, when you see what has transpired in your life that have you in the situation that you're in, and it may not be your fault, it might be because somebody else, or you have allowed somebody else to put something in your life to have you messed up. He said, but when he came to himself, he said, let me think about this. How many of my father's high servants have bread enough to spare? And I'm out here dying with hunger. Now, he wasn't joking. He was serious. He was in bad shape. But watch what he says. I will arise. He recognized his situation. He thought about the love of his father. We need to think about the love of our father.
Yeah.
For God so loved the world. He said, I will arise and go to my father. And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of the high servants. Sometime, all the time, we should get real with God. If we want to be able to rise up and walk, we got to come straight with God.
Man.
And God is not my mother, my brother, my father, but somebody, it's me, oh Lord.
That's right.
Standing in the need of prayer. God, I need to hear the joy bells ringing again down in my soul. God, take me back to the place where I first believed. Where the song says, at the cross, at the cross. Where I first saw the light. And the burdens of my heart was rolled away. It was there, my faith. That I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. Praise God. Rise up, church, and walk. All of those situations I mentioned starting this thing out, God has said, rise up from that. Get up from that. You know, God don't come to pity parties. He come to prayer meetings. Yeah. See, and the sad part, when you call a prayer meeting, a whole lot of folks don't show up. You call a musical. Oh, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. The house is full. But we have a time. We need to get close to God. And the Bible says, if you draw close to God, he'll draw close to you.
Yes.
And we can rise up above our situation. We can rise up above the flood and the waters that's trying to overflow. Because God will raise up a standard against the enemy who come to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Deuteronomy 5:33, this ain't nothing new to God. He said, you shall walk in all my ways, which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live. How many want to live today?
Amen.
And that it may be well with you.
Yes.
And that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess.
Amen.
Let's walk in newness of life. Let's rise up and walk out of our situation. Proverbs 24:16 say, for a righteous man may fall seven times and arise again. But the wicked shall fall by calamity because of the mischief and the stuff that they're doing. Rise up and walk. Saints, we're carrying the word of life. If the message may not be for you, but it may be for your neighbor. It may be for a family member to take the word of God in the power of God and say, mother, get up, rise up and walk. Brother, sister, rise up and walk. That what has had you buffeted, get on up from there. Go a little bit further. Get your eyes on Jesus, looking for that cross ahead of you and the world behind you. Say, thank you, God. Say, that's the word for the day. Just rise up and walk. I am tired of seeing saints beat up. I'm tired of seeing some saints living beneath their privilege. God is saying, I'm here for you. I've got your back. I'll take you to the next level. But and I'll close with this, but you remember when Moses and the children of Israel at the Red Sea, and they were in that situation where they didn't know what they were going to do. This is bad stuff here. The enemy behind us, the Red Sea in front of us. It seemed like a no-win situation between a rock and a hard place. But God always speaks to his creation.
Yes, he does.
He always speaks to his children. He always gives us hope.
Amen.
And God spoke to Moses saying, the enemy that you see today.
You'll see no more.
You'll see no more.
That's
forever.
Right.
Only you and Pharaoh and his army were drowned in the deep red
That's
sea.
Right.
Saints, let's grab hold of faith. Let's hold on to God's unchanging hand. The old song would say, I'm going to hide behind that mountain where the cold and chilly winds don't blow.
That's right.
They say, Jesus is that mountain where the cold and chilly winds don't blow. Praise God. God bless you all.
Amen.
That's the word for today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Is there anyone in the house today where you need to just get up and rise from where you've been, the situation you're in, the thing that's plaguing you? God is saying, rise up and walk. Let this be a new day. Let this be the first day of the rest of your life. The enemy don't have no victory here. We're more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. We are a holy nation. We're a peculiar people. We're a chosen generation. Let's walk in who we are today. So I just want to pray. If you're in this house today and you know that you've been struggling and things don't look good, we have all kinds of situations around us. We need to pray and we need to believe God, but we need to walk in newness of life. We need to walk in the power of God. We need to rise up and say, for God I live, for God I die. Swim, sink, or drown, I'm on the Lord's side.
Yes,
apply what he's given to our lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for setting us free, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every family here, every soul in this place on today. We all have something we're dealing with. And some of us have weights on us that's heavier than others. But God, you are our healer and you are our deliverer. And God, we pray for Pastor Ralph and Sister Caroline on today. God, you see their struggle. But God, you know where they are. And you're moving on their behalf. So, God, I ask for your divine healing to fall on these, your servants, in the name of Jesus. Strength from on high. Send a rhema word to them that they'll rise and walk and do what you called them to do, Lord, in your power, in your strength, Lord God, in your anointing. Meet every need in their life, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for Sandy, who was to share her testimony on today of what great things you've done for her. And she's afflicted in her body. God, won't you touch her now? And Father, I pray that you would open up doors for her. Make ways where there seem to be no way. We bless you and we thank you. Every family that's represented here, God, meet every need. We know you can, we know you will. Lift the hung down head where there's uncertainty, Lord God. Put a stamp on their hearts and say, I know that everything's going to be all right. So, Father, we honor you, we praise you, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, you know, here at the 3P's first Sunday, we have communion. So why don't the ministers come and let's serve communion and let's just reflect on who Jesus is and what he has done for us and his sacrifice for us. Thank you, Lord God.
Ready?
Again, I'd like to say thanks to all of the visitors that are out here today. You all look so good sitting up in here. Dr. Gross, good to see you, sir. Praise the Lord. Get ready for a phone call for you to come and share with us. Praise the Lord. We just thank the Lord. We just thank God for Jesus. Amen. So let's get our hearts and our minds on the board. Thank you, Jesus.